Good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in listening to At The Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. This is episode 538, the dystopian retrospective film. We're looking at the third film inside of our series this week with Luca Guadagnino's Bones and All. Out for DVD Tuesday for June the 30th, onto a physical release, you have Crime 101. This one I really enjoyed, even though it is predictable, I enjoyed this one. It has a lot of good actors inside of it, including Mark Ruffalo. They Will Kill You is the Zazie Beetz action film. That one is out. And you also have Kiss of the Spider-Woman. This is a Jennifer Lopez film. And one of my favorite films of last year, starring Josh O'Connor, was The Mastermind by Kelly Reichardt. This one arrives out onto physical release. Do not sleep on that one. Really a good film. Out onto a digital release, The Devil Wears Prada 2. I enjoyed this one. Surprisingly, I didn't know that I was going to enjoy it as much as I did. Definitely gets a recommend as well, too. Use it to get your morning started. We have a Canada Day edition, because tomorrow is Canada Day. We're going to hear The Tragically Hip with Courage for Hugh McLennan. Then we're going to hear Leonard Cohen with Everybody Knows. And then finally, closing it off with Rush, Closer to the Heart, to take you to ad break. You are tuned in listening to At The Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Courage, my word, it didn't come, it doesn't matter. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. I give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. But there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. Coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know.
Welcome back. You're tuning in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We are going to get to some of the new scores from cinema right now. I have some Randy Newman here with Bondi's new Ephraim. This one comes from Toy Story 5. And then we're going to hear Jim Cahedy with Farm Attack. This one comes from The Death of Robin Hood. You are tuning in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. Jim Gedy there with Farm Attack from The Death of Robin Hood. Before that, you heard Randy Newman with Bonnie's New E-Friends from Toy Story 5. Good morning, you're tuning in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We now get to some of the other scores from cinema. We're going to hear Claudia Sarny with Supergirl Suite, and then finally John Murphy with the theme from Superman that came out last year. You are tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. Thank you. John Murphy there with the score for theme from the Superman film that came out last year. That would be the teaser trailer version of the theme. One of the great ones that I truly appreciate. And then before that you heard Claudia Sarny with Supergirl Sweet. She is the wife of composer Atticus Ross, who works predominantly with Trent Reznor for the scores for cinema. So out for your Cinematic Fridays, you have a few here. So until July 1st, you have to release Minions and Monsters. And then July 3rd, you have the new film from Olivia Wilde, also starring Olivia Wilde. This one is called The Invite, stars Olivia Wilde and Seth Rogen. Also inside the mix, you have Edward Norton and Penelope Cruz. So there you have it for your Cinematic Fridays for the first Friday of July. We get to our third film from our dystopian retrospective, and this week it is Luca Guadagnino's Bones and All. We get to our third film from our dystopian retrospective, and this week we are taking a look at Luca Guadagnino's Bones and All from 2022. Listener discretion is advised for the subject matter inside of this film, particularly because it deals with some heavy topics, to say the least. First of all, though, I would like to thank Allison O'Reilly for her donation to last year's funding drive and for taking the time to shout out At the Movies as well to donating to the Sigello funding drive through the show At the Movies. We are doing this retrospective because it was submitted as a topic that you were interested in, but I'm trying to tie it into the people as well to who it was submitted to us. Allison likes movies about a type of a longing for love or a love-longing movie, and definitely I would say Bones and All fits inside that category. Abandoned by her father, Maren Taylor Russell embarks on a 1,000-mile odyssey through the backroads of America, where she meets a disenfranchised drifter, Lee, Timothy Chalamet. But despite their best efforts, all roads lead back to a final stand that can determine whether their love can survive the otherness. The otherness we'll get to inside of a few minutes. Along their path, they cross with others like Sully, who's played by Mark Rylance. What makes Bones and All a dystopian film to you, Danny?
Oh, one word does come to mind, isolation. A good example, you talk about the book 1984 by George Orwell with the Winston Smith character. I mean, Winston Smith was oftentimes felt isolated, as we see with Maren.
Mm-hmm. Maren is self-isolated from the world and from society for good means. And I can probably get into right now the subject matter of the film. And like we said, listener discretion is advised. So what seems like a normal suburban town with normal suburban people has humans in society who have cannibalistic tendencies. And that's, I think, what makes Bones and All a dystopian film.
Yeah, I would agree.
How far are we in this time in history from this thing actually happening? It might be seen as taboo by today's standards and a criminal act, definitely inside of today's standards. I was reading up just an article recently about somebody who's been arrested for doing something to human remains. Like I said, difficult subject matter that we're getting into today. So it is often seen as taboo and criminal. So I have today's timeline. However, history has had instances where societies have had these types of tendencies and have done these things.
And I will add that the movie does reflect on how people who have certain mental illnesses, as long as those mental illnesses are untreated, it just gets worse over time.
That can be like, this film can be an allegory too for people who have a type of mental illness running through the family, and especially Taylor Russell's character of Marin trying desperately to find her mom, Chloe Sevigny, to find out why she has these tendencies that we see inside of the film. And we find out that Chloe Sevigny, her mother, has checked herself voluntarily into the hospital when Marin goes to visit her.
Precisely. We find out that her having cannibalistic tendencies, her being a cannibal, there's a genetic component there. As oftentimes we see genetic components with certain things. I mean, for example, if you have ADHD, there's oftentimes a genetic link to that. I mean, your father could have it or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Does this film present notions of questioning authority, and who's doing the questioning? I feel that the male figures inside of Marin's life are all being questioned by her. Her father, what he's saying inside of the tape recorded message left for her, is it real? Or was it a ruse that he's telling her this? She questions Lee's intentions. And most importantly, too, she questions Sully's intentions, too. Because Sully has intentions. So they're all male figures inside of her life that Marin is questioning.
What I was going to say about Sully is Sully himself being a cannibal. He said, hey, why don't you just accept it and embrace it? This is part of who we are. It's how we survive. And Marin says to her, Marin says to him, well, I don't feel this is how we have to be.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to go against the authority figure of Sully, trying to present the notion that, well, this is how you have to be inside society and this is how you have to act. She goes, no, it can be other ways too. She also questions her mother's choices that she's made, but also there's the type of societal authority that have a rap onto Marin, Lee, and Sully for their tendencies. Society is the ultimate people who are questioning the authorities of Marin, Lee, and Sully. What can this film teach us about spirituality over the dystopian themes? This is where I want you to come in and tell me, because I can tell you what I found out about this film, but I want to hear from you first.
Marin and Lee, they were in the truck. She was listening to her father's voice in the tape recording, and it was at the ending of the recording where he said, whatever it is that that you have, Marin, I hope to God that someday you find a cure for it and that you don't do it anymore. His reason for abandoning her was because he couldn't handle her lifestyle anymore, but at the
he
same
couldn't
time
protect her.
He felt he couldn't protect her anymore, but at the same time you did get the impression that he did love her unconditionally.
I'm sorry, I think that the film touches onto spirituality. So finding the light out of the darkness, as Lee and Marin are trying to do, even though that Sully is still succumbed by the darkness. The power of togetherness, how that is powerful. The power of Lee and Marin being together, quite different from if Marin would be with Sully. I feel that Sully would have brought her more into the darkness, but Lee is bringing her out of the darkness.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the power of togetherness, because once again, I am going to mention 1984 as an example, because I remember Winston Smith, he found a companion at some point to try to help him make sense of everything that was going on. I forget her name, but it did remind me a lot of that.
Spirituality of love and emotions is another thing that I feel that Bones and all can talk to us about inside of this dystopian setting.
I agree.
When we come back, we'll have more thoughts about the film Bones and all from our dystopian retrospective. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal.
I think you always had a feeling like you knew it all along. I kept believing I was never just a minute, we made it feel like home. For a minute, just for a minute, you made it feel like home. And I will haunt these hills forever. Without a reason to believe. When I can feel you beating inside. Just a minute, we made it feel like home. For a minute, just for a minute, you made it feel.
Welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. Listener discretion is advised for the following radio episode today because we are discussing kind of disturbing content onto the show because the film does present a little bit of disturbing content. We are talking about Luca Guadagnino's Bones and All as part of our dystopian retrospective. Does the film present any hopeful message? I feel that it tries to veer inside of a hopeful message that Marin and Lee can start a new life, and everything is going according to plan until Sully comes crashing into their life.
Well, you mentioned the power of togetherness before. I do feel it does touch upon how important it is to have that at least that one person in your life who you could share anything with, because we're human. We've all guilty of making really stupid mistakes that we wouldn't share with just anybody. But it is liberating to have that one person in your life you can share that with. And the movie does touch upon that.
I agree with you on that. Inside of two ways, right? Because we see how Marin shares her life with Sully, but then we see how she shares her life with Lee, and which of the two is the better share of the bunch. And like I said, she finds light more with Lee than Sully is trying to drag her into the darkness.
I was going to say Lee does at some point have a difficult time expressing himself to Marin. I mean, because of course it's a guy thing, but she tells him, "Lee, come on, you can tell me anything."
In this film, can we learn something from this dystopian scenario to prevent this from happening in the future? So I think that we touched upon this, that it's already happened, that there's been some societies inside the past that have dealt with cannibalism. I think that what the film Bones and All is trying to get into is that it's encoded type genetically to you, that it's genetically linked. Marin and her mother are linked by this bond. Let love and acceptance into your life. That I feel is something that we can learn from this dystopian society. Finding your light inside of the darkness of the world.
I think it's also easy to argue it's a movie that touches upon mental health awareness, because if there is
It's
kind
an
of some kind of
allegory for mental health awareness, I
It
feel.
is pr precisely if there is some kind of mental health issue that you have and that you're aware of, it touches upon how the best thing you could do is to look into it to prevent it from getting worse
Or get help.
or get help. Yes.
Marin's mother got help by voluntarily checking herself into the hospital where she is cared for and looked after.
Precisely.
So that concludes our dystopian retrospective, film number three, Bones and All. Any final thoughts onto the movie, Danny?
This wasn't an easy movie to watch. I'll tell you that much. And this wasn't an easy decision to make, but it's still gonna get a thumbs up for me just because of the what we touched upon it. It raises, in many respects, raises mental health awareness. It's still a somewhat interesting story, and I was impressed with the acting.
Chalamet and Russell are great, but also Mark Rylance too, even though he's really a despicable person inside of this film, he's really a great actor inside of
Oh
it.
no, I was gonna say I was very impressed with Mark Rylance's performance as Sully, especially considering he's in real life he's British, and he did a really good job impersonating a Southern accent.
Once again, thank you to Alison O'Reilly for her donation to last year's Sugello funding drive and for supporting our show at the movies. And that is a film that I can say, Bones and All, that if you're looking for a movie about longing love or something along those lines, Bones and All, like we said, not for everybody. But if you have a strong stomach, then this movie might be for you. And it definitely fits inside of our dystopian thematic.
And one quick thing I will add, do yourself a favor if you're going to watch this, don't eat anything while you're watching it.
Our next film is our final film from our dystopian retrospective, and that will be Children of Men. That one is coming up. However, we are taking a quick vacation. I'm going on to a quick week summer vacation. So I will wish you all our Bon Cinema. We'll have a re-air next week of another episode. I'm thinking that since we are close to July 4th, American Independence Day, maybe we'll re-air our dystopian first film, Independence Day,
Why
as the
not?
Americans celebrate their Independence Day.
Hey, good thinking.
Once again, thank you for joining me for this dystopian retrospective, Danny. A
Well,
Bon
thank you for having
Cinema.
me. Bon cinema.
never changes remains a stupid lie. It's never been quite the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no color, just silence. The rise and fall of shame, search that shall remain. We asked you what you'd seen, you said you didn't care. Vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing.